You're listening to a Dom and Jeremy podcast. Your boys in the morning on Mix 100.
What did you sink into your house yesterday?
Well, it was just a little bit of everything. Not necessarily the house, just the general things around me that are broken and falling
like your car.
Down. We had something like $1,500 in car issues yesterday, and they still need to order more parts because they found other things wrong with it underneath. So I had that big fat bill yesterday. My laptop went to crap. So there's another big purchase I made yesterday. My Nutribullet blender that we use to juice things went down. It actually started smoking, Dom. So that was another $100. My kid's smartwatch also broke. There's another $100. So I had all this yesterday. I think I hit the $2,000+ mark yesterday. And then I went out to my mailbox and there's the tag for my truck plates sitting there. Time to pay these now too.
How much is that going to be? $700, $600,
$500? No, my truck's a couple years old. It's like $300. But still, It's like all the stuff that broke and had to be repaired yesterday really started adding up. And every time this happens, I think of Dom. Dom comes and sits on my shoulder.
What does Dom say?
And he whispers in my ear. He pulls my lobe over and he goes, Jeremy, everything breaks.
Yeah.
It's a little shtick you had on the show. Everything breaks. Nothing lasts, Dom.
I stand
Nothing.
By that.
Nothing. Why don't we make things like they did in the 40s? My parents have a neighbor that has a refrigerator in their basement, and it's been running since like 1957. Still going strong.
Yeah, but see, they realized something. I think it was in the 60s or the 70s. They realized, wait a minute. If we make things that run forever, nobody will buy anymore.
Right.
So they started engineering things to break down sooner.
Yeah.
Now you might say that's some wild conspiracy theory.
No, it's true.
All I can do is point evidence. Like
things
you said,
are made so
things
much.
Things used to run forever. Now they last 5 years.
They're made so quickly now. They're pumped out super fast. The materials are cheap. Everything's plastic. Like Nicole's car has 45,000 miles on it. And really, we're going to probably hit $2,500 worth of repairs on a car that is just a couple years old. Come on.
What's it known as? Planned obsolescence, I think, is one of the terms
that
they use. Planned obsolescence.
Is that
yes,
the same thing
everything
where they...
Everything breaks, whether it's your refrigerator, your car, or your heart. Everything
right.
breaks.
Is that thing where they put in, like on your phones, when it like hits a certain age, it automatically internally jacks up?
Mm-hmm.
Or in your with your odometer, when you roll over to 100,000, everything falls apart on it? Inside jobs.
Relationship hits 36 months.
Oh, time to go.
Cheating begins.
That's funny. On my Facebook yesterday, I did post. Let me scroll up. What was the question? Look around. What do you have that is currently broken? What needs
and
to be fixed?
And what people say.
Dude, the majority of things were my heart, my relationships.
I was just kidding.
My friendships. Somebody did say, like, well, now, my 58-year-old body.
Yeah. Now, friendships...
Broken.
Don't necessarily mourn that because it's good to turn those over. It's like, how did I refer to it that one time? Oh, it's like your water heater has got that built-in stirring, the new ones that they make, the ones that break in just a few years.
Yeah.
They've got that built-in stirring thing, so it stirs up the sediment. Every so often, it'll just kind of stir everything up. That's what you need to do with your friendships.
That's good.
Every
Meet
so
new
often,
people.
Whoosh, stir it up. Let some of them filter out and
stir
get some new ones
up.
In there.
What's broke at your house or in your life in general? Anything?
Besides my body breaking down? So about 60 days after we moved into this house, you know, this beautiful home that was built in 2003. That's not that long ago.
Mm-mm.
My son lived in a house that was built in 1903. So that was 20. So at the time, it was about 16, maybe 17 years old. And things were just breaking around. The oven broke. The microwave broke. The refrigerator had issues. But the big one was pipes in the ceiling between the family room, you know, on the main level, and the bedrooms upstairs in the ceiling leaking from the pipes.
As soon as you said pipes, everyone went, ugh.
Yeah, because the only thing you can do about that is cut a hole in your ceiling.
That's it. You got to find the leak.
And so... I cut the hole and found it and then had to have a guy come out. I knew a guy, called a guy. He had to cut a second hole because where the water was coming out was not where the leak was. It was just running down the pipe, to the lowest point and dropping.
Yep.
So he had to cut a second hole. And I was like, well, I got to have somebody come and repair this and paint it and stuff like that. But before I could have somebody come out, just a couple of weeks later, another leak in another part of that ceiling.
Oh, God.
So another hole. So I kid you not, if you look in my family room, there are three holes in the ceiling.
It's custom.
And you're saying, well, why didn't you fix that? Because now I'm just waiting.
Mm-hmm.
I don't want to redo it and then have another leak. Because this guy's pointing out, he's like, could be that they just, when they built this house, they put in crappy pipes.
Right. So they might have to rip the ceiling apart again anyway.
Planned obsolescence.
How do you cover? You got to come up with something decorative to cover those with.
Like what? A painting
pictures
on the ceiling?
I say you put
what is
some
this,
paintings
a dentist
on
office?
Yes. Put a flat screen up there. Why not? Well, I want you to put three paintings on the ceiling.
You know what?
It would be visually kind of interesting, I think.
You know, when the third hole happened, I had a ladder in the family room and I was up there tinkering, looking to see stuff. And I've got this video of when I left the room, I came back, took a video of Niles the Weirdo, my cat.
Yes.
Climbed the ladder. And he was moments away from jumping up into that hole.
Gone forever, right?
He could have been anywhere in the house. And how would you get a cat out of the walls of your
house? You start cutting more holes is what you do.
And I had to grab him because he was going to disappear into the bowels of the house.
Cats love holes, don't they?
Oh, I was like, get up. And this video of him climbing the ladder is fantastic.
You know, he walks by and looks at that ceiling like daily. Like, how do I get
up
there?
Does.
How do I do it?
He will be on the couch and he'll look up like, oh, if I could just get up there. There's got to be a squirrel up there somewhere.
That's funny.
Everything
man.
Breaks, buddy.
Sure does.
Everything breaks. I'm sorry you're out your $2,500
or whatever. We'll see. Hopefully this stuff lasts a little longer.